October the 24th. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Psalm 104:16, King James Version. Without sap, the tree cannot flourish, or even live. Vitality is essential to a Christian. There must be life, a vital principle infused into us by the Holy Spirit, or we cannot be trees of the Lord. The mere name of being a Christian is only a dead thing. We must be filled with the divine life. This life is mysterious. We don't understand the circulation of the sap, by what force it rises, and by what power it descends again. The spiritual life within us is also a sacred mystery. Regeneration is brought about by the Holy Spirit entering into us and becoming our life. This divine life in a believer then feeds upon Christ and is thus sustained by divine food. But who can explain to us where it comes from and where it goes? What a hidden thing the sap is! The roots go searching through the soil with their little root tips, but we can't see them suck out the various nutrients or change the mineral into the vegetable. This work is done down in the dark. Our root is Christ Jesus, and our life is hidden in Him. Colossians 3:3. This is the secret of the Lord. The foundation of the Christian life is as secret as the life itself. How permanently active the sap is in the cedar. In the Christian, the divine life is always full of energy, not always in bearing fruit, but in inward operations. The believer's graces are all in constant motion. Spiritual life never ceases to beat within. He's not always working for God, but his heart is always living upon him. As the sap reveals itself in producing the foliage and fruit of the tree, so with a truly healthy Christian, his grace is externally demonstrated in his walk and conversation. If you talk with him, he cannot help speaking about Jesus. If you observe his actions, you will see that he has been with Jesus. He has so much sap within that it fills his conduct and conversation with life.